Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN, for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. You will see some very relevant links associated with each guest that will help to contribute to your knowledge about that particular day's discussion. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Rodney Martin of the Worldview Foundation commemorates the 80th anniversary of the first National Socialist Government, which began January 30th, 1933 to January 30 today, 2013. And they are going to commemorate the day with a special reading of a speech given by Adolf Hitler on the anniversary of the National Socialist victory, a speech given to the German Reichstag on January 30th, 1939. And that was the very last commemoration before the war. So he will be reading the entire speech. So just go to that website. That would be vfoundations.com, I believe. I will dig that up and give it to you later. With that said, our guest today is 3006. Welcome to the program. Are you there? Yeah, where's our guest? Okay, is our guest not hearing me? I don't know what happened to our guest.
I'm here.
Okay. I thought maybe you changed your mind.
No, I responded, but my mute button was on.
Oh, that happens to me all the time.
I had it the other way around. I just checked it, and I thought it was off, but I had it on.
Okay, well, we're very happy to have you on the program, and happy that you could be on the program today on January 30th, 1933. Now, we do talk a lot about controversial issues on this program, but I think my idea is my objectives are to present information and then allow the listeners to make their own conclusions. We don't name call. We don't spew hatred or anything like that. We just present the facts in a matter-of-fact way, in a very pleasant way, as pleasant as we possibly can make it. And that is what you're going to do. You're going to be talking today about the 25-point program of the NSDAP, correct?
Well, I would rather talk about the event in its broader spectrum rather than just covering the 25 points. In 80 years ago, on this date, on January 30th, 1933, Adolf Hitler was appointed Chancellor of Germany in a coalition government, although the National Socialist Party already had about, 280 members in the parliament. But the significance of this revolution goes far beyond any contemporary political event. It was far more than that. It was a true revolution in thought. The world has been run and governed by modes of thought. Okay, I guess I'll have to pause.
Well, you're just well tutored here. Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes. I didn't even have to say anything. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
And that website is wvfoundations.org, and that speech is going to be posted as a PDF file so that you can download it and have it. Someone in the chat room reminded me that the Germans had a ceremony yesterday at the Topography of Terror Museum, and Angelica Merkel said that the German elites just sat back and allowed the monster to take power. Oh, my goodness. We have an occupier in Germany to this day. All righty. 3006. Take her away.
Well, as I was saying, the event that occurred on January 30th, 1933, far transcended a mere political event. It was true. It was in a political revolution, but it was far more than that. It was a challenge of ideas. The West had for a long time had been governed by ideas, ideas that were coined and foisted upon the world by a hidden power. The idea that predominated in the West at the time was known as capitalism. Now, a lot of people do not understand what capitalism really is. What capitalism is the domination of capital, that is, the money power rules. He who has the gold makes all the rules. This hidden hand that had the money power was what we could refer to as world Jewry. The organized Jewish interest put their money together and manipulated the world through a debt-based money system. Adolf Hitler's revolution was a revolution, and the 25-point program of the National Socialist German Workers' Party was founded upon the principle of ending the thraldom of interest, that is, the slavery to this debt-based money system. Adolf Hitler's party, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, was the very first party to challenge this issue of a debt-based money system. This had not occurred before. There were 32 parties running in Germany at the time that Hitler was appointed chancellor. Gottfried Feder, who was the fellow with Adolf Hitler who devised the, or wrote up and articulated the 25-point program, he said, later he said that, he said there are many parties, there's, of the left, there are some parties of the left and some parties of the right who may have a parallel program to one or more points of our 25-point program, but none of them dare to challenge the thraldom of usury, the challenging the debt-based money system, that money-based system that world Jewry had instituted upon the West, and they were flourishing under it. By so doing, they were looting the nations of their wealth, all the production, all the wealth and prosperity that the people produced. It wound up into the hands of world Jewry through the international banking system that they had established.
Right, and we can certainly see that here in America right now.
Yes. Well, it was even worse back in Europe at the time with the Adolf Hitler espoused the 25 points. He read that program as a proclamation before a meeting of about 2,000 people in Munich on February 24th, 1920. And at the time, the conditions there were absolutely deplorable. There were people literally starving. By 1918, the figures are recorded about 763,000 Germans had starved to death since about 1915 during the war. Well, that
could
was.
Could you repeat that figure?
763,000 by 1918, at the end of 1918. Between 1918 and 1920, when Adolf Hitler espoused this program, there were about 250,000 per year, and that figure remained so throughout the 1920s, pretty much. There were also 250,000 people per year who committed suicide. The depths of misery were so bad then. The Germans had been looted by the, well, not only the money system of the world Jewry had imposed upon them, but by particularly so by the Versailles Treaty that the new Jewish revolutionary government known as the Weimar Republic had imposed upon Germany, and they simply sold the Germany people right down the river. They signed away all of Germany's rights, all of the German people's sovereignty. They took everything the German nation possessed and handed over to the Allies, to the British, to the French. And the Jews from the East, from the Poland and Russia, they flocked into Germany and set up basically getting their share of this pie that they were able to loot. Germany had been laid prostrate by the Versailles Treaty. The Germans signed, actually at first when they signed the Versailles, when they signed the armistice in 1918, they signed that believing in Wilson's 14 points. But what they got was something else. And the reason they got something else was if something like 180 Jews went to Versailles, wrote up the Versailles Treaty, and the new Weimar politicians were too cowardly to oppose anything. They wound up shackled with reparations at something like 100 billion Reichsmarks they were supposed to pay out immediately. They did not have that. And everything was stolen from the Germans. But the conditions around the world at that time, approximately 100 years ago, was one of economic exploitation of the workers of every nation. They were really in a very bad way. People were suffering. And there was going to be a backlash against this exploitive capitalist system that was robbing the people of their livelihoods. And the Jews knew this was going to come, so they wanted to be prepared for this, so they set up the alternative. They founded a program called Marxism or Communism, the friend of the workers, and they would lead the workers to freedom against, in a victory over the capitalist. But of course, in reality, they simply became the mere fist of the capitalist. They were the ones who would attack anyone who would dare expose the capitalist in their true nature. And this was the position that Adolf Hitler found himself in Munich, when he was speaking at these mass meetings and talking about the thraldom of usury. The communists would be sent in large numbers, hundreds of them, would be sent into these meetings to break up these meetings, to prevent him from getting this message out to the people. This is where Adolf Hitler had to organize a stormtroop, young fighting soldiers. The first stormtroops were organized with 46 men who were all war veterans that Adolf Hitler knew from the First World War. They became known as the stormtroops, and they were absolutely essential in allowing this message that Adolf Hitler had to proclaim to the German people to be heard.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
What we have in the...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
Well, what we have in the in today's situation, what we have people today have grown up being indoctrinated with a Jewish narrative. That is all they ever hear. That's all they've heard all their lives, basically. We have the Jews that control world Jewry. They've got their fingers in everything that affects society and how people in society think and what their views are. They control the educational institutions from grade schools through universities. They control the book publishing industry. They control the magazine publishing industry. They control the newspapers. And probably most dangerous of all is they have created Hollywood. A lot of Americans today do not know that the motion picture industry in the United States actually started in New Jersey. But in New Jersey, they had anti-monopoly laws. So the Jews wanted to monopolize this industry. So they moved out to California, found some real cheap real estate north of Los Angeles, bought it up, called it Hollywood, said that's where they're going to make the films from. And, of course, since they controlled the publishing magazines, the newspapers, the press all over the country, they could then talk about Hollywood all the time and never mention New Jersey. So the film industry in New Jersey fell to the wayside, and people in America and around the world equated films with Hollywood because the Jewish press was building it up all the time. And through this power to manipulate people's opinions, their information they are have at their access, and thereby their emotions, they wind up eventually just making up the minds of the public. Public opinion is what the Jews shape it to be. And this is a situation we are living in today. We are living under a Jewish narrative. We have a Jewish view of history. We have what we are taught by the Jews. And that Jewish narrative basically in our time boils down to one thing. Adolf Hitler and National Socialism, completely evil. Jews, completely innocent victims. That is the Jewish narrative. And it is this narrative that prevents open discussion of what is really going on in the world today and who is responsible for the suffering of humanity. And this cannot be addressed as long as this Jewish narrative holds sway. This Jewish narrative must be demolished. It must be brought down. It's a psychological enslavement. It's a spiritual compulsion placed upon the people.
All righty.
And it must be broken.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you People in 35 countries around the world. People who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. GeofflawTon.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is 3006. Somebody in the chat room on Monday reminded us of a quote from Voltaire, and it says, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. We have a regular brain trust in the chat room. These people are incredible. All righty, continue.
That quote from Voltaire is very appropriate, and it speaks of the power that I'm speaking about today. The international Jewish bankers are the problems of the turmoil that is found in the world today, and a lot of people know this. A lot of people in the patriot community, whatever you want to call it, they are aware of this. The problem is they are afraid to speak truthfully about it or boldly about it or to tell the entire story. And you see this often on the so-called alternative press and alternative radio shows. You have people that will be on there talking against the Federal Reserve, for example. They'll talk about the international banksters. Usually they don't even like to identify who they are. They just talk about them. But then they'll talk about the political situation, how bad things are going, and they'll talk about something is wrong, and they'll throw in there something about the Nazis, the fascists. Now, what these people are doing, they are playing right along with this Jewish narrative. They are backing up the Jewish narrative and asserting that the Hitler is evil. What they fail to realize, perhaps, is that by so doing, they are also saying the flip side of Hitler is evil is Jews are innocent victims. No, that is false. The Jews are not innocent victims. The Jews are victimizers. They are the victimizers of humanity. And this is something that must be spoken. You simply cannot speak truths mixed with lies. They don't mix. You're either speaking the truth or you're speaking the lies.
That's a very subtle tactic that you bring up, because automatically the flip side of the Nazis and Hitler being bad is just automatic, and we've been indoctrinated like that, and so we automatically think that without consciously being aware of it, that, oh, okay, so the Jews must be good. They also criticize Israel just to try to prove that they are on the right side, correct?
Yes, to try and prove objectivity. This is why you have so many of the leftist groups that will criticize Zionism. They will criticize Israel atrocities. But then they turn around and they seek peaceful coexistence between the Palestinians and this invading Khazar tribe. There is not going to be any peaceful coexistence there. They had peaceful coexistence there when there were a small number of Jews there about 100 years ago. But with the invasion of these Khazarian Jews from the Pale of Settlement in the 1940s, that was over. The fact was that a lot of these people that went to Israel were ex-commissars in the Soviet Red Army. They were officers in the Soviet Red Army. And after they finished raping and looting and killing Germans and Eastern Europeans, they went to the Middle East to continue with Palestinians. The formation of Palestine or Israel, this bandit terrorist state of Israel, for example, most Americans today do not even know the history of how that country was founded. The bloody terrorism and the genocide that was carried out against the Palestinian people. And the left wing doesn't like to touch that subject either. They want to act like it's something somewhat of a recent development, that the Israelis just have some bad politicians in there and they're going the wrong direction, and they try to approach it from that angle, which is a lie in itself. It's a distortion of the facts. It also, they fail to mention in that process that most of the Israelis completely support the actions of that Israeli government and those bad Israelis. They want to try to minimize the group solidarity that exists within Judaism, the Jewish community, world Jewry, Jews, whatever you want to call it. But these people are the most solidified people on the planet, and that's how they're able to garner control of the media, not only in the United States, but it's the same everywhere. They control the media in England. They control the media in France, in Germany, in Italy, in Greece, in Finland, Sweden, everywhere in the West, the media is controlled by a world Jewry. Now, a small group of people does not achieve that type of dominance without a deliberate plan and a very cohesive body of adherents working diligently towards that plan. It takes a disciplined group effort to achieve such a monumental task. And they have went about it and pulled it off because they have no shortage of fanaticism for the advancement of their tribe over other peoples.
Indeed. For certain. And they've been unified for quite some time with their groups. And so that's how a minority takes over a majority, is through their unification and their focus. All righty, we will be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems.
Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Remember, visit the chat room at spingola.chatango.com. And our guest today is 3006. And we are just thrilled to have you and to have your information and your passion when you talk about this.
Well, I was speaking about this Jewish narrative that we live under today. Many people in the alternative media that make the mistake of trying to pacify Jewish elements and they think they're going to avoid some criticism by participating in this Jewish narrative by denouncing the Nazis. But let me read something here right out of Mein Kampf that Adolf Hitler stated that he had written in, this book was written in 1924. And this is very pertinent to us today. Adolf Hitler on this very subject matter. He said, since the transformation of a certain spiritual attitude in a people requires hard work in itself and at first will not be understood by many, it is a crime and a stupidity at once to furnish these opposing elements with weapons for their counter efforts by mistakes of one's own. And that, I believe, is what we're seeing in the alternative, the so-called opposition, when they want to carry forth portions of this Jewish narrative. Trying to label Adolf Hitler as a bad guy is reinforcing in the minds of their listening audience that, by contrast to that, the Jews are the poor, innocent victims. And the sympathy then goes to the Jews, and their anger then goes to the Nazis. And whenever you start talking about something that is serious and important, all a Jew has to do then is stand up and scream, "You're a Nazi," and everybody is in a panic then. People don't want to listen to the speaker, and the speaker, if he's a typical American right-winger, he's going to run off with his tail between his legs. Cowardice does rule America, and it has been doing so for a long time. It's time for that to cease and desist. It's time for Americans to grow some courage and to say, this is true and that is not. And they need to be specific and accurate. And this does require a moral commitment on their part. But if they are not willing to make that moral commitment, then they are certainly not going to be the type of voices, the type of personalities and characters and representatives of those who are going to bring about a change in our conditions. They are not going to deliver us from the oppressor.
And I think that people who do this, who take the challenge and who speak out, they're going to sacrifice some friends. They're going to sacrifice even family members. But this is what it requires. It requires courage, and it requires a strong voice and persistence. And that's the only way that we are going to prevail.
Yes, it requires a commitment. A half-hearted attempt is not going to cease. Go back to what I was saying about the Jews acquiring the media, the publishing industries in every Western nation. They did not acquire that success through any half-hearted measures. It required a great fanatical devotion on their part to accomplish that task. They met the needs of devotion, and they required it. It may have required sacrifices on their part to do so, but they got what they wanted. And nobody in this world is going to accomplish anything of great proportion without willing to fight for it and to make sacrifices, whatever sacrifices are necessary to achieve their aims. It's a hard struggle, and sacrifice is something that Americans have largely forgotten. And that is why we lay prostrate and weak before anyone who wants to attack us.
Indeed.
A good example of this is what happened on June 8th in 1967. The Israelis attacked America, killing 34 American sailors and Marines, wounding 171. And what's the result? They get blessed with billions of dollars in cash every year from the American people. That is not the actions of a healthy community. That is the action of a victim who is too weak to defend itself. And
wow. You're right. You're absolutely right.
A nation requires strength. A nation requires the strength within itself to stand and to fight for itself. What we have today, we have a situation where we are being dominated by predatory parasites possessing prosperity and power who rule over us.
That they took from us.
That's right. They got the creative people of the world, different nations throughout the world, have created prosperity through their own work, their own creative work. They create their wealth out of their ingenuity and their determination. This is where civilization starts. This is where it evolves. They also create the power for themselves to defend themselves, to protect their people. They do that themselves. And there's a creative spark within other peoples. But in the Jew, we see a creature, an entity that is entirely different. They are not like other peoples of the world. Other peoples of the world have a spirit within them, and they operate according to values that emanate from that spirit. With the Jew, all we see with the Jew is a spirit of pure materialism. Out of their materialistic view, they look upon prosperity and power, and they think it's a finite substance. They come to the idea that the only way they can have prosperity for their people and the only way they can have power for their people is to steal it from somebody else. This is why they come up with one scam after another throughout the ages to loot other people through all sorts of swindles and scams and the usury. The same with power. They feel the only way they can have power over, say, the Germans is to infiltrate German society and corrupt it from within and destroy it so that it does not have power. They see the power as being something, if they don't have it, then we can have it. Just like after World War I, when all the Jews went flocking into Germany to loot for all they could because the Germans were weakened at that time and did not have the power to defend themselves. That's why I term them the predatory parasites possessing prosperity and power. That's what they have. And they've got that because they've been determined to get it, and the other nations of the world, for whatever reason, have not seemed to notice. And this is the significance of Adolf Hitler's philosophy of National Socialism. He was the first one to arrive on the scene that brought our attention to this problem and offered an alternative. National Socialism, a philosophy based, I could sum it up in three words, for the people. It was not for the bankers. It was not a sham like Marxism that pretended to be for the workers, but it was based on the idea of making life possible for the people. Rather than robbing them of their wealth, it provided for them. Yesterday, I believe it was, in the chat room, there was some discussion about eugenics. Some people were asking questions about that. And I'd like to discuss, just touch on that for a minute, the eugenics program of National Socialist Germany. They had one, and it was a great one. It went like this. A young couple could get married in the Third Reich. They could buy a house. The Third Reich bought houses and made them available at reasonable cost with zero interest loans. Now this couple, if they had a child, 25% of that mortgage was deducted. If they had four children within 10 years, they got that house. It was theirs. And they didn't pay a thing for it. It was paid for by the Reich's government. Now, some might ask, why do you call that part of the eugenics program? It was eugenics, because what is eugenics but trying to protect the health of people? Trying to protect the health of the nation. Now, when you have bad economic times, you have people of intelligence, people of responsibility, people of goodwill. They are afraid to have children because they cannot provide for them. So they don't want to have a child they cannot provide for. They are people of self-discipline, so they manage not to have children. So when times are really bad, like they were in the Weimar Republic, quality people did not reproduce and have children. It was too risky. It was too frightening a prospect, just as it is in America today for many young people. Now, you have the other element, the type that doesn't think very much, the type that can't think about tomorrow, the type that has no sense of responsibility, the element that thinks, well, they don't care much about responsibility for their kids because somebody else is going to take care of them anyways. That's their attitude. And these people, they don't have any discipline, and they have kids all the time. They kick them out. No matter how bad the economy is, they're kicking them out. They're knocking them out all the time. So you have a high birth rate amongst that element. In the worst of times, when the birth rate of the higher element, the better element, the more intelligent element, the more responsible element, the more considerate and compassionate element, they do not have kids. So if you keep repeating that, you're going to have a nation of very irresponsible and low IQ people. People with no discipline and no real culture to themselves. That's dysgenics. That's not eugenics. That's dysgenics. That's downbreeding is what that's called. Okay? So when you provide the ability for young couples to get together and to have their children without worries, the responsible people who are concerned about having a good home for their kids and taking care of them properly, then they can have kids. And this is how you breed the better elements of society, which is needed by any nation.
Well, that is very, thank you so much for sharing that.
I wanted to clear that up because it was mentioned yesterday, it was brought up as though I can see what was going on. People,
We've been brainwashed to view eugenics as something
that's right,
terrible.
And talk like something bad. But it's not, it's malign, because the idea of keeping society healthy is not something that serves the Jewish interest. They do not want your society to be healthy. They want it to be weak. They want it to be infested with every kind of problem imaginable. Then they can walk in, control it. Well, what they want every society to be divided into 1,000 different camps, with each one only looking after their own immediate personal interests. This is what they did in Germany. When Adolf Hitler came into the chancellery in 1933, there were 32 political parties. There were parties for this, parties for that. Each one of them, their program was only looking after their members and their class. This is what Adolf Hitler came to do away with. He said, no more. We are one people. We must stand as one people. We must roll in the same direction. And he built Germany up by bringing the people together. Now, the Jews want us to believe this narrative, the bad Hitler, the evil Nazi, and all, so forth. The fact is, the German people had been torn apart, and it was Adolf Hitler that brought them together. The German people are not going to be brought together and act as one with absolute joy and devotion by somebody who fits the false Hitler, the Hollywood Hitler. There are two Adolf Hitlers, you know. You have the real Hitler, very few people know about, and then you've got the Hollywood Hitler that everybody knows about. The Jewish narrative. This Jewish narrative, it must be brought down. You will not psychologically reach, you will not reach the American people and other people around in the West. You will not be able to reach them to stand up and fight for themselves as long as they are following this Jewish narrative and believing in it, because it rips away from them their own spiritual strength. It is an attack upon each and every one of them, even if they can't figure that out.
Right. All righty. Well, that certainly explains a lot and sets a real good foundation to talk about the 25-point program of the NSDAP that was established on January 30th of 1933.
Yes, the 25-point program. I don't know if I can go over all of them here, but I should touch upon them briefly.
Okay.
Let me, okay.
Do you want me to read the first one?
I can read it here. Okay. We demand the union of all Germans on the basis of the right of self-determination of peoples to form a great Germany. Now, you have to remember, the time this was written, Germany was chopped up in pieces. A lot of the Germans were under Polish domination. Some were under Czech domination. Some were under French domination. So forth. This is, to put it in context for the American listener, it's as if you took Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and Montana and Washington State, and you gave them away to other countries. And those people that are living there, all of a sudden now they're supposed to be Chinese or Canadians or Mexicans. No, they're still Americans. They're not Mexicans. They're not Chinese, if they're native white Americans anyways. But now they no longer have any of the American aspect to their lives. They're supposed to live according to this foreign government. even just being forced to speak that language, not being allowed to speak English anymore, it would be very difficult. I think they would have problems with that. Well, this is where Germany was after the Versailles Treaty. So that's why the first demand was, we demand the union of all Germans on the basis of the right of the self-determination of peoples to form a great Germany. The self-determination of those people, they wanted to be in Germany where they were. They had lived for hundreds of years on these lands. They had developed the farms, the towns, the factories. It was Germany. And now the Versailles Treaty said, no, it's not Germany. It's Poland, or it's Czechoslovakia, or it's France. That was wrong.
All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And remember that you can visit the chat room, and that is spingola.chatango.com. That's chatango.com. Spingola.chatango.com. Our guest today is 3006, and I would like him to be able to present some more of those points before we take callers. So we will open the phone lines after a bit. So hold your calls. Okay? All righty. Continue. You covered number one.
Okay, point number two. We demand equality of rights for the German people in its dealings with other nations, and abolition of the peace treaty of Versailles and Saint-Germain. Now, that's pretty much what he's talking about there. The peace treaties of Versailles and Saint-Germain put Germany in a position where they had no equality of rights among the nations, because part of the these peace treaties was that Germany had to accept all blame for the war. It was all their fault. And, of course, that was a real slap in the face to the Germans, because the Germans knew that this was not the case. The war was forced upon them. The war was made in England years before 1914. The anti-German hysteria, the propaganda was pouring out of the English press as early as the 1890s, and it was put out at a fever pitch reaching a crescendo that by the time 1914 came around, when Archduke, the assassination in Sarajevo,
Ferdinand and Sophia.
Yeah, the which precipitated all the diplomatic haggling between the French and the Russians and the British and the Austrians, and they already had the public in Britain and Britain and France especially, they had them whipped up for a war against Germany. France had their own reasons. Britain had their own reasons. But mostly it was the international banksters who wanted to bring Germany down and destroy Germany from within. And they could not do this they had tried to do this from within with the communists and the social democrats before the war. But they weren't making the kind of progress they had wanted to make. They wanted to communize Germany, and it wasn't going all that well. There are just a lot of different reasons that no war is started for a single reason. There are a lot of different factors that enter into it. But we have to look at the consequences of that war. Not only was Germany put under the Versailles Treaty and all the havoc that was wreaked on Germany after that, but the Tsar in Russia, the Romanov Empire, was overthrown. The Bolshevik element, which was the Jewish revolutionaries, most of the leadership of this group came from New York City and Chicago. They went over there, financed by Wall Street bankers. Jacob Schiff gave $20 million to Leon Trotsky, whose real name was Lev Bronstein.
Alrighty, we do have our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsors. Be right back.